So let's review. In the Mishnah in the previous daf, we had a machlekes Reb Shimon Rabban regarding Yetzer Daifim, a child or animal born by Caesarean. The Rabban hold in a kiyalid, it's not considered a leida. Or Reb Shimon holds haritz a kiyalid, it is considered a leida. All the halachas of childbirth, such as the yemeituma and yemeitara of the mother and her obligation to bring a carbon, apply for a child born by Caesarean. And Reb Yechon added, Moed Reb Shimon bekadshim she'in the kaddish. Reb Shimon agrees that an animal born by Caesarean is not sanctified with kedushas aguf, physical sanctity, to be used as a carbon. And the Gemara said a brayse in support of Reb Yechon. Reb Shimon expounds the pasuk Zayis Teres Ha'ila with the following distinction: Hay Pesulim Bakodesh. For those disqualifications that occurred after the animal was sanctified, we learn from the word tairas, which is inclusive, Reba Tara Achas L'Chala Eilin Shem Alu LeYerdu. For carbon that became pasul is brought onto the mizbeach, it's not taken down but left there to be burned on the mizbeach. However, Lo Hayah Pesulim Bakodesh. For those disqualifications that occurred before the animal was sanctified, we learn from the word Zayis, which is exclusive, Im Alu LeYerdu. Even if the carbon is already on the mizbeach, it is taken down. And the price includes in its examples Yetzer Daifin, an animal born by Caesarean, which is a psul that mostly occurs before it was sanctified. Now, the Gemara elaborates as follows. Yetzer Daifin de Bechar mipeta rechem nafka. A Bechar born by Caesarean does not become sanctified as a Bechar, and this is derived from the pasuk peta rechem, that a Bechar opens the mother's womb. Obviously, not one born by Caesarean. Therefore, our pasuk of Zayis Teres Ha'ila is not needed a Bechar Yetzer Daifin. Rather, it refers to other Kaddishim and thus supports Rabbi Yechon's statement that Moed Reb Shimon Kaddishim Shein Kaddish. However, the Gemara asks, Kaddishim Be'imai Imai Nafka. Yosef Gzeres Shavu comparing Kaddishim to Bechar. And this should suffice to teach us that an animal born by Caesarean does not become sanctified as a carpet. But the Gemara answers, Itzruchi Trei Kroi. We need both Pesukim. Chad L'Behemes Chulen Do'ilad Derech Daifin Va'akdasha V'chad L'Behemes Kaddishim Do'ilad Derech Daifin. One pasuk, Imai Imai, teaches that if an ordinary animal gave birth by Caesarean and its offspring was consecrated, cannot be sanctified as a carbon and must be removed from the Mizbeach. While the other pasuk, Zayis Teres Ha'ila, teaches that if an animal of Kaddishim gives birth by Caesarean, its offspring is disqualified and even if it is brought onto the Mizbeach, it is removed. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding the Machlekes Rabban of Reb Shimon. Hamakasha Shleisha Yamim, the Yatz of La Derech Daifin, Harezu Yeledes Bezaif. If a woman is in labor for 3 days during the days of Ziva and discharges blood on each of those days, and then delivered her child by Caesarean, she is Tamea like a Zava Gedoyla because Rabban L'Tamayu. As Rabban ruled earlier, it's not a normal birth, and so the Dam is considered Ziva, not Dam Leda. However, Reb Shimon Eimer, Ein Zu Yeledes Bezaif. She is not a Zava because Reb Shimon L'Tamayu. As Reb Shimon ruled earlier, it is a normal birth, and the Dam is considered Dam Leda, which does not render her a Zava. The Pesach continues with another Machlekes Rabban of Reb Shimon, the Dam Hayetzi Misham Tame. Blood that comes from there is Tame. Reb Shimon Mitar, it's Tar. And Ravina explains, Kegen de Yatz of Lad Vedam Derech Doifen. This Machlekes is in the case where a child was born by Caesarean accompanied by blood. Such blood, which comes out from the place of the incision, not from the regular place, is not considered Dam Nida and does not render her Nida to be Tame 7 days. However, Marsav and Makar Makarme Tame, or Marsav and Makar Makarme Tar. The Rabban hold that the blood that came through the incision is tame because it came from and touched the uterus, therefore caused the woman to become tame by contact for 1 day. While Reb Shimon holds that such blood is not tame, therefore the woman remains tar. However, the Gemara points out that Ravina's explanation is actually machlikas Reb Yechon v'Rish Lakish. Only Reb Yechon agrees with the above, as he says, Af l'divri hametame b'dam matar b'isha. Even the Rabban who hold makar makar mitame agree that the woman is not an ida because ein isha tamei acha yetzi mat v'derech arvasa. A woman only becomes a nida if the blood exits her body from the usual place, as the pasuk says, v'isha sheyishka v'isha dava v'gila es arvasa es makar hera. However, Shlakish disagrees with Ravina, as he says, L'divri hametame b'dam matame b'isha. L'divri hametar b'dam matar b'isha. According to the Rabbanu who hold that the blood is Tameh, this is because it is considered Dam Nida, and so the woman is a Nida. And only according to Reb Shimon that the blood is not Tameh, the woman is not a Nida. The Mishnah Daf Mem continues, Kal Anashim Mitamen Beveis Achitzen. Women become Tameh as Nidas as soon as the blood leaves the womb, even though it is still inside her body, in the outer chamber, as the Pasuk says, Dam Yezeva Biv Sara. The Gemara elaborates on Hayniu Beis Achitzen. Up to what point is considered Beis Achitzen? The Gemara cites a related braisa. The pasuk says, "V'isha kisiya zava dam yezava bivsara." We expound the term bivsara melamet shematame bifnim kibachutz. She is tame even if the blood is still inside her. Furthermore, we expound the term yia l'rabis perleta shechva zera. The same applies to the tuma of a woman who discharges zera from her body after having marital relations. However, Reb Shimon disagrees and says, "Daya kabayla." She does not have more tuma than that of the one she had relations with. Ma boyle in mitama chatetsi tuma lachutz. Just as a man is only tummy after the zera exits his body, so too the woman is only tummy once she discharges the zera from her body. The Gemara cites a contradictory ruling of Reb Shimon in the following brisa. The pasuk says, "V'rachatu b'mayim v'tama ad ha'erev," and Reb Shimon expounds, "Im le'inyan negei b'shichva zera, harikvar nemer lamato ayish." The pasuk cannot be discussing someone who touched zera, because we derive this from another pasuk. Rather, "Ela mipnei tamas beis asasarim ein mitama ela shegzeres hakasavu." Ordinarily, if a tumah touches a concealed area of the body, it does not transmit tumah. Yet the pasuk teaches us that she does become tumah if she had relations and has zera inside her. We see that she is tumah even before the zera exits her body, and we do not compare her to the man. The Gemara answers, "Kam b'mishmeshes, kam b'peletes." She's tumah for having relations, but the tumah for peletes is only once the zera exits her body. And the Gemara explains, "B'shetavel l'shimusha." This is relevant if she already immersed after she had relations and then discharged Zera, that she becomes Tamei again.